and Latna. Take number one.
Okay. How about, do you want me to ask you some of the questions first, or you want to start with your story first? I'll ask you questions first. Okay, you said at first your parents didn't know how to speak English?
No.
Did they learn?
They didn't learn.
They didn't learn. So you...
Very few, but they understand a little more than before, since 98, you know, many years ago. So I never tell you yet. They went to night school.
Where did they go to night school?
Where our school is.
What did they
Mission
learn?
School.
What did they learn there?
Well, the old Tobak, he's smart, so he can even write his name, spell it same time. Come in. Was that the door?
No.
Oh, that's that floor. Yeah. Your mother was a good speller, but she can't write. That's the kind of memory she got, you see. Spelling she picked up, but her hands can't put it on print.
So when she spells, she could just spell time.
Yeah. For speaking, she would be good right here for this. Yeah.
So if she has a secretary, she could write.
Then her sister teed him, Dinuk. Spell what akti ayayuk. That means she spelled it. When it's time to put it in paper, or we got slate, we don't use paper. We have slate them days. You know what slate is? That's what we had. After so much, we filled that, they erased that, and we'll start again.
The slates come from outside?
Mm-hmm. It came with the school. I don't know why they couldn't buy papers. It'll tear up, maybe. For beginners, you know. Some press too hard. If you don't press too much, not enough, it's hardly right to. You know what slate is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They go to night school. They could pretty well say, they could call that Deaconess Carter's name. Her name is Clara, too, Carter. It's like this Clara Heinz. It's something unusual for us, you know.
So how long did they go to school, night school?
2 hours, 7 to 9.
Did they go for what, 1 year or one,
well,
one winter? Or when did they go?
We never stay long after New Year's all the time, like I told you. So mother, dad, take me away, you see. If that night school is on yet, they learn better. Because a fellow by the name Henry Nasoyagi, small guy too, another smart man. You ought to listen to him singing church hymns. Bass. He learned that bass. He picked it up quick. Easy with that organ. Taking his car to his organist. Yeah. That's how we learn how to sing quick. We follow the music. Soon as we can read the words of that hymn, you know, then we sing good carols. We were hard-working students, anyway, that time.
Did your parents learn to sing?
Yeah, they can sing.
They went to church, too. What did they...
Never miss Sundays.
What did they think when the mission first came?
Huh?
What did your parents think when the mission first
came? Well, they liked it. We had people come over, our own people. But notebook. They got pictures and things. Whenever they got paper like this. Like I would show you, I got New Testament here someplace. With that kind of prints, you know. Just like drawing, that's all. You know, just the way they was. But they had Quaker down there first. Proudly is putting the same thing as France. France. When I said go down, before I go down, they always tell me it's Quaker down there. We Episcopalian over here.
This is Episcopalian.
Mm. That's what we are. All of interior. But this Assembly of God. With that other crazy one is Pentecostal. They go get some more.
Some more to drink? Oh.
She just come back from Fairbanks. Why she no bring some?
Who is that?
That's one of my granddaughters. That's the oldest one. That's the only girl my wife knew when she was born. Rhea.
Rhea.
Rhea William now.
Oh. Whose daughter is that?
Elma.
I saw her come in this afternoon.
That's her. She go out to get that her little boy a breakdown.
So he's better now? Did he come too?
I never asked.
Yeah.
Whether they're going to take him aside or not, I don't know. Yeah. There's some of these kids have to go outside to where better doctors is.
Well, the other question, I know this is a lot to ask one time, but I was wondering how many different jobs you had, all the different jobs you had, and how many different ones you had, and what did you do?
I could do quite a bit carpenter work.
Mm-hmm. And what other jobs did you do? You used to be work on the riverboat?
Yeah, then you could call me a guide, because I took the engineers over from here in dangerous time to Fort Gibbon.
What was dangerous about?
What?
You said it was dangerous times?
Yeah.
What was dangerous?
Because it was too late for docking. Mm-hmm. I drove those fires, what we call a little toady. Docks is all right, yet too much while we can float with rats. Okay.
So were you on...
Headman say, how far up to walk to Tanna from there? I said, this road should be a road because we'll follow telegraph line, telephone line. We won't get lost. I wouldn't get lost anyway. They say, you know this river? I said, well, I know my nephew could come up with boat this far. I know a raft can go out. I says, did he hang my snowshoes, sled, just throw away there. I should charge government for that, you know. That's right.
You charged a couple months.
Huh?
You left him there?
Sure, I left him there because I didn't go pack him. Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
So you used to, you were like a guide or almost like a pilot?
Yeah, I could.
Were you a pilot too?
Just riverboat, not airplane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, riverboat pilot.
Yeah.
How long did you do that?
Good many years, since 29 till I quit not too long ago. 55.
And from there?
It's not every summer, but whenever they need pilot, they call me, you know. I don't go there unless they call me. But once I asked this first priest we got, Richard Miller, she asked Black Navigation, see if I can have a job. Poor trapping, we got nothing to trap. No money. See? I have to go out, work.
And so he found you the job?
Yeah. He got down to the shooting time in April. Get over there, so I'll work as deckhand. But I asked for the job as pilot, you know, extra pilot, which he needed. George already passed away. His son-in-law took over Black Navigation, Art Peterson. He's over in Ninana. You can find him.
Art Peterson? Mm-hmm.
He's running that Chevron gas. And all them big boats what you see down in China. Not China, but what's that river name? Little below Ninana.
Not the
Chena. There's a certain name for that river. Mm-hmm. Creek. I call it Creek. What they, you can pull it up, I don't know how far. We'll pull it up. Grilling fishing one Sunday. We got day off from rebuilding the boat. That's why I said I'm governor. Rebuild that. One of the boat, Bonnie G over there. You'll find her dock.
Bonnie G? So when did you learn how to build boats? When you were pilot too?
Well, I tell you when I cut this. What year was that? 1932 or 1931.
That's the beaver?
No, this is beaver.
No, you didn't tell me that one.
This one, I didn't sharpen my saw.
Yeah.
It slipped. Then after that, I learned how to cut that kind next. I want a little piece off here. I'll mark it. And I'll put another board here. And I'll cut that thing off. See? I didn't do that time. If I had sharp saw, it wouldn't slip. But I could do it about here and it slipped. I was holding it over here, see? It slipped. Instead of stopping, my arm keep going.
Using too much muscle, huh?
Yes. And this one is this way too, you know? What else I could do? I could break lots of trail. But I never get a job on this road commission up there. I just joined that long ago, you know. Working at slow, easy work. I know how to chop trees or willows. I can even handle mattock to cut ground, you know. could do that.
So when did you, when did you start working for the state? You quit being riverboat pilot in 55.
Yeah.
And then what did you do?
They find out I got TB. And then we'll go back to piloting.
So you went to Mount Edgecombe then for 2 years.
Then people apply for thing like that. They have to wait 1-2 years. When they send my name out to the journal, they look back. They sent word up to Richard Miller, you know. He's good. And he said, Oscar, you ever have relief? I said, no. I work, raise my own family. Another question, you get unemployment? I said, no. I don't want it. I can go out. Trap, hunt. I don't want no unemployment. The two things I don't draw. They look at their book, true. They say, he's finished paid in February, almost January. See, they just request for me after New Year. Inside 1 month, I was flying to Mount Edgecombe. Doctor, they got doctors there. One was colored. He was the head man in Mount Edgecombe Hospital. But him that checked me, other guy, checking me. And when they had meeting, they have meeting every now and then, them doctors. I don't know how many doctors in there. And a bunch of nurses. This guy that checked me, he said, to look back in his history, he don't even draw relief to his big family. And he said, tell that guy, he said, according to me, I want to save him. Then the head man said, we'll save him. After he read my testing, you know. Don't play with them. Play outdoors. Stay over there. They'll give you a drink. They were going to let me rest me till I don't know how long. The schedule, I don't know what they have scheduled, you know. Pretty soon, I don't know what. Then what they're going to operate, I guess. Every once in a while I see somebody covered up with sheet, you know, wheel by my door. When the patient tell me, Oscar, you see what that mean? I say, no. He's dead, he say. She or he, she say. Well, my schedule come quick. See, they got room to operate on me. The sooner the better, that dark man say.
said you were real sick?
He was nicker, you know. Mm-hmm. But he was the head doctor of the Mount Anscombe Hospital. And there had to be two doctors, he said. He one doctor I get to like him. He said he's not very good. If I look at my books, I could get his name. I got my books. I keep diary when I was over there. That's why you see lots of pictures.
Did you really miss home when you were there?
Hmm?
Did you miss Alatna when you were there?
No, because I had two of my daughters there.
Oh,
see, that's why they put me in there.
Were they, they just kept the daughters there in case they catch it? Or to keep you company?
My daughter, the youngest one is going to high school there, and the next one was practicing to be a nurse.
Which two daughters?
You forget?
Oh, those Stella, two pictures, Stella and Betty.
Betty.
Oh.
Just the one.
I both of them. With you there.
Oh. Both of them became practical nurses. Mm-hmm. See, they were going to send me to Seattle. But they know I'll get lonesome out there. I didn't know nobody. Can you see? Yeah.
Hi.
You bring a bottle? Hey? You bring drink?
Oh, yeah. He talks better.
That's why they come. They know I need drink by now.
Okay. I'll slow it down.
Buddy. Buddy over there. Old mate married a young man.
Yeah?
And you know what she do?
What?
She go to doctor. She don't want no descendants.
And she got herself fixed so she wouldn't have any kids?
She's 45, young man is 25, that's all. Young, really, what you call stud, eh? White man. Ready to make family.
Yeah.
Well, I married 23, I told you already.
You were 23 when you married?
At that time when I was married. My wife was 21 and a half or something.
How did you?
Little over a year younger than me.
How did you get caught?
It's my cousin, see?
Mm-hmm.
But missionary, see? Great. See, outside millionaire. Won't let their daughters marry some other party. As I believe them, because some stories give me in my book, you know, brother and sister, they get married. Same family. So they hold that $1 million, see. But us is not, we want descendants. Like I tell you before. And descendants.
Where was Cora's family from?
They're from Quebec. I told you yesterday.
Oh.
What's that one?
It's okay. Mm-hmm. So she's from Quebec too.
Mm-hmm. My mother is. My father is from Kaya. That's further down, but that's in Kubik River yet. Mm-hmm. So you see, I'm not drunk.
No, I give you our more room. Earlier when we were talking, you said when you were 55, you quit being riverboat pilot, and then you went to Mount Etchkin.
Well,
and then...
If I did not, that TV, I would be on that river yet, maybe. I would be captain in one of the big boats right now.
So did you come back here in 57 from Mount Etchkin?
Mm-hmm.
And then what did you do?
Can I get a job for the state? Sanitation aid. You meet John Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
We go there train first.
In Fairbanks?
That's right, yeah. That's why I tell him today. When I finally find out, he come in here, 9:30, 9 o'clock. I said, what in the world did you come? I never hear airplane. 2 days ago, Oscar, he said, he can't come across. Too busy. He giving shot to dogs. Too kind.
And so when you went to Fairbanks and you met John, he said you used to go to 2nd Avenue together.
Sure.
He says you were buddies.
We argue about 2 bar, you know. He said, like, me, I want Savoy Bar. It's still standing. He want that, what you call it now? Native run it. Native from Portugal.
And so, when you were going to school in Fairbanks, what did you think of that? How was that?
I thought, how a man from not even 4th grade could do college. That's what I think.
Smart.
Look. John is one. High school student already. And the other Eskimos I go with, they were too. I'm the first man answer. That's where my supervisor John, he's real proud. He's not big as that other guys, you know. These other guys ahead of him too. He was damn glad his student answered first all the time. And right. See?
How long did you go to school there?
First time, 1958, I think it is. Mm-hmm. We stayed there 1 month. We wait till the school closed. That'd be in June. See? We got room. The more professors make face, you know. Not us. Yeah, I'm willing to learn.
Did you learn a lot there?
Well, it seems to me I know what they're asking for. That's why I'm first man answer. It's just my learning from net school, from working.
And so when you finish school, where did they send you to work? Back here?
Which?
When you finished that 1 month of school, where did they send you to work?
I stay here.
Oh, and what did you do?
But pretty soon, just spread me out. First place I visit, I like to work past because I could speak that language.
What did you do at Anaktuvuk Pass?
I teach them how to be clean, how to treat water. Don't smile on it. What was your name?
Kurt?
Kurt.
Spell it.
C-U-R-T.
I thought you were some kind of son. I call him Swede anyway.
Kurt?
Norwegian or Swede.
You ever hear a name like that before?
You got to write that for me. Oh, you done? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. All right. You watch my hand. See if I'm nervous or not. So much water. I do 1 quart, 1 drop Clorox. 1 quart water. What did I say? It was lake water. I said 2 drop because lake water is dead. Anything running, I said, it's alive. 1 drop will kill all the germs in there. To finish up, I take my clean handkerchief out. I shake it. I ask them, you see any dust out of there? They got a good eye, you know. They say, no. I say, that's how our clothes should be. They never wear fur clothes, you know. We're wearing white people clothes. After laundry, that's the way they should look, I said. When we go home that night, John said, why did you got your handkerchief? I said, I just want to explain when they wash their clothes, that's the way it's got to look. Clean.
So from Anaktuvuk Pass, where did they send you? You said that they spread you out.
Yeah, but after I done a good job at Anaktuvuk, headman said, we'll send him to Barrow, base him in there. Well, it's my base. After I get up there, you gotta smile now. You know how much money I have? Dollar and a half. I can't even buy meals, barrel. That's all the money I got.
So what did you do then?
They told me, in the first place they asked me if I got cousins. I said, yeah. That's where I go in the first fry, I have to hunt, ask. This wind manager happened to be my cousin, Milk. He said, I know your cousin. I'll take you there. He got a car, his own car. Milk is station manager for Wien. I'll take you. You're my cousin too, he said. If you cousin Adam. That's the guy I want you to, I think you take that picture. Henry Nesselnick with Scott Parkey, front of that bank.
Uh-huh.
Miners and Merchant Bank. You remember now?
I don't remember.
Miners and Merchant Bank. But that.
In Barrow or in
Fibbing? Yeah. Barrow, but it went out from Nome, Alaskan Native Bank, Nome, went out because Barrow people get big check every month, too many of them. Store can't change them. So, Alaska National Bank.
Huh?
Open one up there. You know what? First manager they put it there, the bank, named Oscar.
Is that you?
White man. You see where I was?
Oh, you were telling me about when you first got to Barrow. And what work you did there?
Well, when my cousin, Manaluk, Eskimo name, Manaluk, he got a car. He took me down to my real cousin, my mother's sister, daughter. Wayne, why? Glad to take me. I tell him, I got no money. Yet, Kapaki, Sinai, Kat. I'm just looking for my relative to live. I got no money to live, but I'm working. And we're in for the state. End of the month, they'll send me a check that I can help you buy grub. So me too. Make no difference. Anakan, that's cousin. Anakan, cousin. They take me in. Took quite a while before that damn check come to. And you know how much John was right there. $90. Well, when that I spent that check in 1 week, and a cousin, I can write to my supervisor. Otherwise, I can write to Juno. I'm going to starve to death with that $90 up here. You can buy that water. You got to buy that fuel. Besides grub. You see, I stay with my cousin. My room, they say free. My relative. They say, I can't do that. If I'm supposed to help the country, turn it over to John. you know what he did? Right away. He got money to travel with. He come up and visit how I live. I said, I can't change clothes. I got to wear this. How long till I can buy? Little cousin, he loved coffee. She made coffee. He laughed. Good enough. You know what he did? He said, I got little money. He took it in his wallet. He gave me a $20 bill. I see what I can do. I put a string, he said. He said, you live with this. You tell me you're broke, I said, sure, 1 week. I don't buy clothes. I gotta help this poor family. They're not rich. But my brother-in-law is working his maintenance. Telephone ring. You gotta get up. Line, get no good, certain place. Even that time, he got fixed up. Wire so they'll have this light. That kind of maintenance man he was. He didn't get much either. For a big town like that. But there's two towns, Browersville and Barrow. Not far apart, you know, just lagoon, separate them. Any time that phone ring, he get up. He could fix it. That's how smart he was. He'd pick it up. Did a good high school student or something like that to do that work. And poor guy, I don't know why he was limping. I never find out, I never ask. He limped to walk. Yeah, I'm coming as soon as you know what spot of berries. Eggs hit your music. That means I'll come back. He's not going to get live wire and dead wire kill him. How he learned that, nobody know. That is me, you know. Nobody wants to touch that kind of step. Put you how many years in college before they touch that kind of thing. Well, he never go to school, hardly sign his name for his check.
So did John pull strings? Hmm? Did you get more money after John went back?
Well, yeah. Next month, my paycheck go up a little above 100, not too much, from 90. Okay. Then my niece, ticket. What do you call this in Wayne office? My cousin's manager. This girl could operate telephone. When it's foggy, they can land a plane. Give them direction. One of them happened to be my niece. Oscar, you can talk to your boss. No money. We run it. I say, I want to say something to John Melville. One girl ring up, she got, she said, what you listen like first day? Yeah. She snap it off and said, phone over there. John is on. I say, hi. Oscar speaking from Barrow. John? Yeah, Oscar. What do you want? Well, I said, I'm broke again. I said, it costs money to live. He said, you know. He said, okay. I'll talk to the boss in June. He said, anything else? No. But I said, there's some dogs that look like with rabies. Uh-oh. I said, how much units do you want? Well, there's 2,000 people here. Most of them got docked. Okay. And you know what comes next? 4 big cases. So I'm going to give. This is what John's doing right now. This is John Thomas. And every dog, all I charge is 50 cents. Just get the money back for this serum.
That was your job too, to give rabies shots.
You know, on top of that, after I learned a little more, to give me permission and give shot to people when they really need. For this, what do you call it? Yeah, well, let's go back to dog business. Gee, when I get that phobic, I know where to start from. I tear one kid up. It's good for 2 years. It don't supposed to be that. I know because you're not training him. Yeah. Buddy. Don't get jealous, man.
True story, yo. Oh, what I'm looking at?
He likes penthouse more.
Yeah, I get that. Later.
But true story. Can pull one, I'm sorry for him. I think for all that no good business, man is fault as she is now.
Sometimes.
Okay, let's go back to the docks. When we come to that dog business, We have a meeting here once in a while. Next meeting, I tell them I'm ready to give shot to dogs. Some woman got ailing kids, having to listen. 300-400 listen when I put up my, what I gonna say, in school. We borrow him to school after our meeting all this, turn out to 7 o'clock after school. State, BIA school, they let me use it. So I tell you, this way meeting is. You remember them? I'm not in there because I do snapping. That's why I tell you I can't remember any. You see how packed it is. And it's way back where my camera can't reach. There's people yet. They want to know what this Agabasin is up to. They call me Agabasin, you know. It's chaotic. But I listen to them. Buddy, try this one.
Okay.
He likes the other one better.
Journalist. You'll study woman in that one.
Yeah, I wish I could understand that one. That's what I'm studying in this one.
You'll get stuck in that some of them, right? All right. When I finish all the dark barrel, Wainwright, I send the word down to Wainwright. I said, I'm coming and sharing for dogs. Just in time, when a rabies dog bite a person down there. Good thing they got phone to government. Installation up there. I went up, take a doctor in. I said, here, since he's asking, he's speaking. What do you want? I want doctor. Rabies doc by the person here before we send him to the hospital. You got anything to give him a shot? He answered back, wait a minute, a second. He talked to the doctor, he said, yeah. Doctor said he got injection for that. Good thing. That man is living yet. You see? We catch it before it go up to his heart. Doctor, they got their own plane, they come down. It's just 7 miles. Where they come with the track, snow track or what? He come in a little while. I wasn't there yet. That this guy happened to be my cousin in a way too. Again, Dagruk, his name. Dagruk. He's living today.
Did you get that job because, were you the first person to get that job who could speak the language?
That's why they picked me, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that time you were in Barrow, was that when
and besides, right here, you see, ask her no more than this. When they want one person from here, you know. That's all I got. It's not my language, she said. I didn't know more than them, but she said, you need that job. Because I just come back from hospital, you know.
When you were away working, were your daughters taking care of the children? How many children were at home?
Plenty. Mm-hmm. Yet when I go to this junior, maybe still is a solid last job I was. It's only two who are back in income tax.
What would you bring home with you when you'd come back from work? When you'd be come back home from work, what would you bring back with you for your kids? You bring back presents or food?
I tell you, I don't get no relief. They didn't get nothing. They learn how to make a living. They have big sisters. They're good workers. For their silliness. You see Kitty yesterday? If you're smart, you can find out. Yes, sir. And that would have been gone you long. I said, I didn't care. You keep it too long, she said. She never know this thing never rot. She don't understand that. The other say, we keep our drink too long. Even in the open, they say it's rotten. We don't rot. You know, it's done right. How long you want me to work? How long more you want me to work?
Oh, you want to go over now?
No, it's not ready yet.
Oh, okay. When this one finishes?
Take 2 hours yet before the open dance hall.
So when did you finish your state job? When did you retire?
I quit it.
Oh, you quit. Why did you quit?
65.
Why did you quit?
I started freezing barrel. My blood too old for it. Interior man. You ought to see that south one up there.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Shots one, bring all that Arctic Ocean, mighty, bring it to shore. I got good parking, good rough. You know what? When I go shop, decide to get all ice. Side where my rough hooded good. I told her how I know. I'm not going to laugh. They don't do that. My Arctic cousin come in just like this. They used to it, you see. And taking away shoes. But I can wear the best warm foot care I can buy for socks and all. Best woolen pants. It's go right through that to me. That's the way I feel, see.
So
taking me 1 more year, I not take it. I know I'll get Social Security. I'm old enough.
So you quit one more year and you could have retired? Yeah.
It won't be no different right now. I would suffer that much more. And my kids was glad I come back. Because they start eating sheep meat right away. I bought new water where I work. The boat don't fit me. But next year, I order lumber. That boat I built, still out there, I should dig it out for you. It's still standing.
The motor you bought, is that the one in Bath?
No, that's the second one.
Did you buy that one too?
No.
That was...
The one I got now, second, 18 now. It's go up with the, how much? Not too much. Would one barrel come in? Come in!
Hey,
darling. Darling, why are you here? Look, you.